Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew 25. I want to read this parable of Jesus, not to dwell on it, but to point out something that is really significant for us. Matthew 25, and verse 14, well, to 30 is the parable. We were singing some eternal songs today, some heaven songs. This is sort of a heaven parable. Well, it isn't sort of. It is. So it says, "For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each one according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 2 came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man. You reap where you did not sow. You gather where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sowed and gather where I do not scatter seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Then cast that worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In John 10:10, Jesus said, The thief comes only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life, and what's the rest? And have it more abundantly. To have it more abundantly. I want to emphasize for us for a few minutes this morning that very important four-letter word, more. More. You see, listen to what Jesus says there. The thief comes to kill, to steal, to destroy. We see that in the 3 temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. But I came that you might have life. He doesn't stop there. But to have it more abundantly. More abundantly. The abundance of life and the abundance of all that God gives is really related to love and obedience. In John 14:23, Jesus says, If you love me, you will keep my word. And I will love you, and my Father will love you, and we will come and take up our residence within you. I mean, if God is a tenant in your house, you got to be mightily more than blessed. So the question I kind of set before us, seeing it in this parable, is do we have that abundance? Or are we just barely getting by? And as I said, it's relating, all of this is relating to love and obedience. The first 2 servants that we met there, they had, we would call it a love, a good relationship with their master. They took him at his word. They received the talents that he gave them, and they worked with it. The third one, what kind of relationship did he have? He was suspicious, unloving, unkind, and he ends up with nothing. You see, love will produce a joyful obedience. Not just an obedience, oh, I have to do this, but a joyful obedience. And you don't even think about it, really. It's just an outflow of that love that you have for God. What we do for our wives, for our children, for our parents, is an outflow of the love that's within us. It's not sitting down and calculate, well, da-da-da-da. But it's an overflow. And the more of the reality of God that's filling us, the greater is the overflow. So love produces a joyful obedience. But then what about the third guy? The lack of love. And he just illustrates for us that a lack of love produces self-centeredness. I am the center of my universe. And we use the word I a lot. I like, I don't like. I want, I won't. I will, I. No amount of glasses will help that. Eye trouble. Only Jesus. But a lack of love produces that self-centeredness. And self-centeredness produces disobedience. Disobedience produces rebellion. And what is rebellion? God tells in his word, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is saying, I'll decide. I'll make my own decisions. I'll have the last word.